Welcome. This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Proe, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of April 2024 and our current outlook. Inflationary pressures continue to persist. The most recent CPI report registered a 3.5% year-over-year increase, and the core CPI registered a 3.8% year-over-year increase. Both numbers came in above estimates, and the CPI numbers have now surprised to the upside for three consecutive months. The super core measure of inflation, which looks at service inflation less housing, rose at a 4.8% year-over-year reading, its highest reading in 11 months. The release of the first quarter U.S. GDP report showing growth at a 1.6% annual rate and elevated inflation reports spooked markets with fears of stagflation, which is slow growth and high inflation. This triggered a sell-off in the bond markets, resulting in an increase in bond yields. The 10-year Treasury yield reached an intra-month high of 4.73%, its highest yield since early November. The 10-year Treasury yield finished April at 4.69%. This is an increase of 40 basis points from the end of March. The increase helped to tighten the spread between the aggregate bond index yield to the 10-year Treasury yield by 64 basis points during April. The increase in the 10-year Treasury yield often has a direct impact on mortgage rates, too. At the beginning of April, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate sat at 6.93%. By the end of April, the rate had increased to 7.24%. The stagflation fear spooked equity markets, too. During the month, the S&P 500 declined 5.7% at its intra-month low. However, positive earnings reports by most large-cap technology companies buoyed the index and brought its monthly decline to 4.1%. That's the first monthly decline since October of 2023. Higher oil prices continue to benefit energy companies and made the S&P 500 energy sector one of this year's top-performing sectors. A more interest rate-sensitive equity index is the small-cap Russell 2000, whose companies tend to have a greater reliance on debt financing. The Russell 2000 index declined 7% in April. Financial markets have sharply reassessed their expectation for rate cuts this year. Currently, futures markets see one or two rate cuts occurring this year, a far cry from the six rate cuts priced at the start of 2024. Higher interest rates pose challenges to equities. However, we see positive catalysts for equities. As of April 26, first quarter S&P 500 earnings are tracking a 3.5% year-over-year growth rate. Consumer spending remains resilient, too. We made no portfolio changes in April, but our team actively assessed portfolio positioning. With inflation remaining sticky and slightly elevating in some reports, the possibility of yields rising is real. This could present discomfort for equities because higher fixed income yields provide a competitive alternative to equities. Labor markets continue to remain strong, but there are signs of it cooling. Geopolitical tensions remain elevated too. We opted to maintain our neutral positioning with a slight defensive posture in equities and a barbell approach within fixed income. We expect markets to be choppy throughout summer, but we remain vigilant for opportunities to deploy capital. I'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly and circumstances and facts change. CNN Markets views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.